All right, so I'm recording right now. Okay. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking me here.
Well, thanks for talking with me today. So I had given you a heads up that I want to discuss being short. I get tons of men writing into me saying, is it really bad if I'm short? Is it unattractive if I'm short? Do women not like me because I'm short? And so I wanted to have a conversation with you because you also run a blog, and your blog is about being really honest. So I knew that for sure I was going to get a really honest point of view from you, and because I have really honest points of view on this topic as well. But first, I would love to hear straight off, what is your answer to does height matter?
Well, that's sort of akin to asking, does size matter?
Exactly.
Well, I am a short woman. I am about 5 feet tall. So I have a lot of experience with short guys because they're attracted to me. The answer is yes and no. It depends on the person. And that doesn't sound like a straight answer, but it's the straightest answer I can give you. Some short guys, well, basically it can go two ways. Short guys can either accept themselves for who they are, or they can not accept themselves and seriously overcompensate.
Okay.
And that can go really well, or that can go really badly.
And usually it goes pretty badly, I would say.
Well, yeah, sometimes it can really go badly, which is not to say that they don't have good reason for having an attitude, because statistically, there have only been tall presidents. CEOs of companies are always tall. Psychologically, tall guys do have the edge. You know, if you look at the facts, and as a journalist, I can tell you that these are genuine facts. So short guys do kind of...
But do you think that's what came first, the chicken or the egg? Do you think that tall men succeed, or that tall men have confidence because they're tall and therefore they believe that they can push farther?
Well, my mother was a scientist, so I was raised with a lot of scientific thinking around me. And we are not that far removed from evolutionary times. It's one of the reasons why we have a hard time losing weight, because our bodies still think we're living in caves.
Okay.
So we want to eat fat and we want to eat sweet because our bodies can live for 2 weeks without food. You know, it's that whole thing.
Okay.
And psychologically, we are kind of still primates, where bigger, stronger men, you know, we're not aware of this so much, but bigger, stronger equals good. You know, we kind of have that built in. It's civilization that conquers these primal feelings that we have.
Okay.
So, and, you know, to a greater or lesser degree, we're all civilized.
Okay. So as a woman, for you, I'm gonna stop you kind of from going down that path, which is great to explain the biological background to it. Because yes, that is very, very true. So as for me, as a woman, I would say right off, if somebody asked me, you know, is it attractive to date a man that's shorter than you? First thing I would say is no, 100%. That's my first gut initial reaction. But meeting the person is where change can happen. And this comes from within the man to be able to actually be a tall person without actually being tall. In my head, no, I don't want to be with somebody who's shorter than me. The idea of it is not appealing to me. But in the reality, I have been with men who are shorter than me. I have dated men who are shorter than me, and I've been in love with men who are shorter than me and smaller than me, and had absolutely no problems with it. In fact,
well, have you ever noticed in a relationship that no matter what somebody looks like, they get more beautiful to you as you go on?
Oh, 100%. So
it's the same kind of thing.
Yeah. So the thing is that I don't want to tell men that are short or are bald or are not the ideal television version of what women want, that they're never going to get a girl, because that's absolutely not true. The only time it's true is when they believe that and they let that drive them and be a driving force behind all of their actions.
Oh, on my upcoming blog post, I have a line: men, pick a hairstyle and go with it. And if you're losing your hair, no one cares and everyone knows. So forget the comb over, forget the Rogaine, the toupee, and just shave the head short, and we'll all be cool with it if you are.
Exactly. And that's what it comes down to. 100% you have a hurdle. 100% every single person in the world has a hurdle because every single person has something about them that is not the ideal of what is out there.
Well, I was talking to somebody about this before we were going to do the interview. I was mentioning that I was going to talk about short guys, and somebody referenced, what would be similar for women. And, what it is you've got a physical trait that you cannot change about yourself. And it's akin to breast size, really. Although, I mean, you can change breast size, but it's expensive, so not everybody can. And it's dangerous, so not everybody will. So it's.
Because you were saying to me before that that has been an issue for you in the past because you do have larger breasts and you do have blonde hair. So right away, you feel like that's your hurdle.
Oh, sure. And I'm a strawberry blonde, so it's on the reddish side. So there, people automatically think, oh, she's got a fiery personality. And, it's, there's definitely a lot of preconceived notions about me when you first meet me. I'm tiny. I've got a kind of a big chest, and I'm a strawberry blonde. So immediately when you meet me, you think you know me.
Yeah,
And,
100%.
people don't necessarily think that I'm smart. And people don't necessarily think that they automatically think that, oh, she's, they think that large-breasted women are easy.
Okay. And so how is that a hurdle for you with interacting with men? Do you put barriers up because of this?
What I don't necessarily put barriers up, but it's just I'm aware that that's the perception.
Okay.
And so, I can't tell you how often I have said I'm not that kind of girl.
Really?
Yeah, it happens a lot. It's just it really there's a presumption that happens, and I think that for short guys, there's also a presumption that they have to overcome. And it's life is just not fair. I keep telling my kids, it's just not fair. Some people are short and some people are tall, and some people have a hard time losing weight and some people don't. Some people can eat all the Taco Bell they want and just, remain 95 pounds, and that's the way it is. You've got to overcome it. A short guy is going to have to be funny, is going to have to come across as confident, even if he's not, because you can fake it till you make it. And he's going to have to make whoever he wants to date forget that he's short.
Okay. Well, that sounds like a lot of work for somebody to make them forget that he's short. But are you really just saying that he has to own the fact that he's short and move past it?
Yes, I am. And I'm saying that nothing in life that's worthwhile is easy.
100%. And every single person has challenges, even if you don't think that they do, they 100% absolutely do.
Yeah, and I mean, a short guy should not look around at all the tall guys around him and say, boy, he's got it easy, because he might not.
Exactly.
You're not anybody but yourself. So, you've got your own problems. So there's no, if being short is the worst thing that ever happens to you, you're a lucky person.
Exactly. Actually, I can tell a story about one of my female friends. So we were out at a bar, and she kept looking over at this guy who was tall, really tall, like 6'3". And she's like, oh my God, he's so hot. He's so this. He's so everything, making up all of these beliefs about him because of his height and because of his looks. And I was like, well, go talk to him. This is really annoying me. Come on, start talking to him already. Stop talking about it and do something. She's like, no, I'm so afraid. So I tapped her on the shoulder and I said, this is my friend Jessica. Connect. So they ended up talking for about 20 minutes, and she came back and said, oh my God, he's the most dull person I've ever spoken to in my entire life. In fact, I find him unattractive now because he
There
has
you go.
absolutely no personality. And it's kind of like
Sometimes
what you
the
were
best
saying.
looking people are the least interesting because they've had it so easy their whole
Yeah,
lives.
100%. So there's not, I completely agree with you. But the lesson there for her was, like even for me, I feel like really attractive people have it hard sometimes because there's a lot of expectations on them to be perfect and wonderful and great conversationalists as well as attractive and funny. Just when I see an attractive person, I'm like, okay, they're the whole package. That's my instant thought. And then give me 2 seconds and I'll think through that thought a little bit more so that
Well,
it
you know what
becomes
happens
real.
with people who've had it great, like the people who have their glory days in high school and people who have, you know, everything handed to them, is when a real crisis comes, they're not equipped.
100%.
And that's a big problem. And one thing you might want to consider when you're looking at a short guy is if they don't have that the world's against me attitude and I'm really pissed off because the universe made me short, you know, so I'm going to take it out on everybody. If they don't have that attitude, but rather they have that I'm going to make it anyway and I'm going to, you know, I'm going to get past it, then you're probably looking at a guy who's committed, who's resourceful.
Who is, you know, proactive, assertive, authentic, genuine, the type of man that women want to have a relationship with.
Right. I mean, there's no, I mean, keep in mind always that there's no black and white.
Right.
You know, but I personally have a hard time being attracted to somebody until I talk to them.
And same with me. The thing is that initially, of course, looks will grab my attention right away. But as I said before, an attractive person can become extremely unattractive very quickly.
Oh, they sure
can. And, you know, a short person or whatever else it is can become beautiful. I always say that what happens to me when I start talking to a man who has a great energy about him, because you can tell that he has a wonderful character, strong character, his face starts to mold for me as I'm looking.
Oh, absolutely.
At him.
It's like, well, because you're not seeing what's outside, you're seeing what's inside.
Yeah. And I find that a lot of men have a hard time believing that, because even men have that skill as well.
Well, because men are so visual, they have a hard time understanding the female psychology where we're not so visual.
Exactly. And so that I have told men who are shorter, when they're going online for online dating, for example, and a woman says her ideal is nobody below the height of, let's say, 5'6", for example. And then guys are like, okay, great, I can't approach her now. No, it doesn't work that way. She just thinks in her head the ideal for her is somebody who's above 5'6". Doesn't mean that she cannot be interested in you because you're 5'5", 5'2", whatever it is. It still means go after those things and put your best foot forward.
Yeah. See, now, I've actually, short guys tend to be drawn to me because I am shorter than they are.
Right. Same with
which
me.
Which is nice
Same
for them. Exactly. You know?
Well, what about the guy who's 5'2"?
Yeah, that's a short guy.
It is that's a short guy. But is that unattractive for you?
It's really not. It depends on the guy. It really depends on the guy.
Okay.
I've been with, one of my last boyfriends was a really short guy, and I literally had to be told he was short.
Really?
I didn't even realize he was short because his personality was so big.
Oh,
somebody
that.
Had to point it out to me that he was short.
I love that. That's actually a good place to stop, because I think that that's absolutely fantastic. That's a really good point to make. Oh, well, thank you for your honesty. I really appreciate it. I would love to have you come back and talk again. But why don't you tell people, I'll have a link to go to your blog as well, because I think it's really interesting stuff that you're putting out there and entertaining. So
I try to be funny.
You know, why don't
say
you?
Something funny.
Yeah. So why don't you tell people how to find you?
I'm at www.looknoreallylook.com. It's a blog about reality, only funnier. As a journalist, everything on the blog is true.
That's wonderful. All right, and I'll have a link to get to you. So thank you for doing this.
Thank you for having me. It's been my pleasure.